As you find yourself in a comfortable posture, feeling the lower body grounded or rooted, solid, and the upper body as soft and open as we can, just relaxing through the chest and shoulders, through the neck and jaw. We can take a few deep breaths and just invite both the body to fill and open with breath energy, and then to just relax, with each out-breath relaxing the tensions of the day. Just settling into a relaxed, natural breath. Noticing the energy still swirling in the body from the work and the conversations of your day. And you might notice your mood. If you're generally feeling good or feeling not so good. It's okay to not feel good. It's okay to feel good. Feeling good is useful to the extent that it helps us to relax and settle into ourselves. Feeling not so good is useful in that it opens our heart to the reality of suffering. And how comfort and discomfort just fluctuate in this life. They go back and forth. One moment, feel at ease. Another moment, not so much. And really, we're like flowers that open with warmth and close with cold, open with light, close with dark, without seeming to judge between them. It's just the natural, organic process of the flower to open in certain conditions and close in other conditions. We can think of ourselves, and particularly our hearts, in this way. The heart opens in certain conditions. The presence of those we love, kind words, the sense of safety, the presence of that which is beautiful or inspiring. And the heart closes in other conditions. The presence of danger, harsh words, distance from that which we love. Part of what we learn in this practice of working with our hearts is both to accept the natural opening and closing of the heart in response to conditions, to let go of the judgment that says we should feel a certain way, and then, as self-acceptance deepens, the sense of safety and ease in ourselves and our relationships also deepens. And with that deepening, another layer is possible. The possibility of finding the heart opening, not just when there's pleasure, but also when there's pain and discomfort. Because love naturally opens to compassion when it meets suffering. And the heart's opening and closing turns into the heart oscillating between different expressions of opening. The expression called connection. The expression called protection. The expression called compassion or care. The expression called celebration or appreciation. We begin our heart practice feeling ourselves here, this body here. Feeling our mood, the feeling tone that swirls through us. We'll begin with a gesture in the heart that is easy, which is just to think of someone you care for, someone you respect, or people that you care for and respect. People here can mean animals and plants as well as humans. What are the relationships where the heart is easily open, without strain or confusion? Traditionally, this is said to be with one's teachers, one's benefactor, the folks who support you. We can include in this, though, our dear friends as well, and those we are intimate with. But leaving aside any kind of complex aspects of these relationships for now, you just think of folks who are easy to love, or the qualities in those you know who are easy to love. As you bring someone to mind, you might start with one person. Sometimes it feels good just to smile a little bit, as if they were sitting there in front of you. Or as if you were just watching them do something they love, playing or resting or in whatever way, seeing this person or these beings happy. You can move from person to person if you want, trying out a few people, or just stick with one. The point is not the person. The point is the feeling. And the act of intentionally generating or inviting love, kindness, friendliness to fill the heart, to fill the body. Play with this for a few minutes in whatever way. Using your imagination, your words, in the silence of the heart, to wish well, to send love. If the mind wanders as you explore and practice, you bring your attention back to the image of the person or another person. Using the quality of imagination and thought, think about them. Think about what you love about them. And as you settle into or open into the reflection, bring part of your attention into your own body, maybe particularly the heart center and the chest, but anywhere through the field of the body that you feel the opening or lightening or brightening or buzz. The subtle energy we call liking, loving, friendliness, sweetness. Notice that shift in your state, in your body, and invite more of that feeling. Can breathe into the feeling of kindness. So as we continue to sit, you can explore this practice, seeing the image of those you love, breathing into the feeling of kindness, and really spreading that feeling through the whole body. Maybe out past the body, radiating the feeling of kindness. And if you choose, you can also then let that practice go and just come into the breath and gently begin to ride the rising and falling breath, and let the mind fall quiet of words and images. And just resting in mindfulness of breathing. We'll sit together in silence, wishing well to those we love, radiating kindness through the entire body, through the entire world.